CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. We turn from Elizabeth Warren, a boomer liberal voice in the United States Senate, senior senator from Massachusetts, to an older generation. This would be the quiet generation, Stephen Breyer on the Supreme Court. He is born 1938, before the Second War. His education is extremely attractive. Stanford University, University of Oxford, Harvard Law School. He clerked for Associate Justice Arthur Goldberg. He taught at Harvard for many years, while at the same time served on the First Circuit Court of Appeals. He is now a senior member of the United States Supreme Court. However, in the news is that there are strong voices in the Democratic Party that suggests that Stephen Breyer should retire to be replaced by a younger liberal voice, someone, I suspect, more in contact with Elizabeth Warren's liberalism than with Stephen Breyer's liberalism. Richard, I call on you because Stephen Breyer is an esteemed member of the liberal side of the center on the court. He took Harry Blackmun's seat. So is Stephen Breyer the future or the past? That's what I'm trying to measure here.
Well, he's the past like me. He's 5 years older than I am. And so we overlapped in teaching for a very long period of time. And Breyer was this, what you would say is a kind of standard civil liberties type a liberal, somebody who grew up in the 1960s, thought that segregation was a terrible kind of thing, wanted generally to improve the operation of society. His own areas of expertise were antitrust. His views were not particularly remarkable, that is, very extreme in one direction or another. He tends to be a great balancer in the tradition of, say, Sandra Day O'Connor. He'd be slightly to the left of center. He was very comfortable having debates with Nino Scalia over the extent to which you thought about Chevron deference, that is the extent to which government agencies are entitled to deference when they make difficult decisions, deference from the courts, particularly from the Supreme Court. So he basically worked in the universe that I grew up in. Elizabeth Warren comes along, and she's much more aggressive. But remember, she's 72 years old. It's not as though she's the youth movement. The people who are after Stephen Breyer are not trying to replace her with Elizabeth Warren. That would be, I think, a misunderstanding. The big issues that are going to drive all of this stuff are going to be race, gender equality, and so forth. That's what this is. That is not Elizabeth Warren's issue. And so what they're going to try to do is to get somebody who's going to be further to the left than somebody like Sonia Sotomayor. And they really want somebody who's going to be quite belligerent on this. And it may well be that, you know, these are people who have to believe in systemic racism and white supremacy in order to qualify for a seat on the United States Supreme Court. It's not that they're going to be able to get that, certainly not with the current configuration of the Senate, but that's the ambition.
Does Stephen Breyer have a following in the Democratic Party, in the liberal tradition? Does he have a next generation?
No, he does not. I mean, Stephen Breyer essentially was appointed by Bill Clinton, and the Bill Clinton Democrats of the 1990s are an extinct species, right? These were people who were sort of institutionalist, center-left kinds of folks, interested in copyright, antitrust law, stuff like that, patents. Breyer's fit that. He is an administrative law judge of some distinction. He and I disagree on many, many issues. He's written a whole variety of books, some of them on the use of foreign law, pretty good. He wrote a book on active liberty, which I didn't think was very, very good, trying to talk about how it is positive rights are part of the American tradition as opposed to negative liberties and to be free of force and fraud imposed by others. But those are debates of my generation. That's not the debate that you're going to see in the next generation. So there are two schools of thought on Breyer. One of them is the Ruth Bader Ginsburg school. She stayed too long, so when she was replaced, it was by Amy Barrett. And they're saying, get out now so we could put somebody in, and we could replace 83 with 52 and gain another 32 years. And there are other people who say, get him out because he's too conservative, and we want somebody for 30 years, but we don't want another replica of him. The composite is the most likely outcome, but I think what's happened is Breyer has become institutionally more conservative because his recent speeches have all been directed to the question of whether or not the Supreme Court could survive this politicization, and he now probably stands as a reactionary in the eyes of many people.
We have 30
seconds. And a hero
seconds.
In the eyes of
30
people.
30 seconds, Richard. Would Stephen Breyer's replacement be sympathetic to the Accountability Capitalism Act? Or is that what we're
They may
at?
Well be, but the agenda on the left is not just replacing Bob Breyer. It's adding four more justices so they could rule the roost. And he's much more interested now in the integrity of the court because he thinks that the nine is not only just an arbitrary number, but a symbol of continuity and stability going back to 1869 or so. And that's why he's afraid. And they're now opposed to him because they think of him as a voice who wants to stop the takeover that they would try to engineer if they had the votes.
Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, two different kinds of liberals in the United States conversation, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Stephen Breyer of the Supreme Court. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.